Nearly 1 year ago, a major landslide east of Oso, Washington, killed 43 people and destroyed homes. In the years since the landslide, geologists with the city and state officials have created a plan to prepare the state in the event of another landslide. Now it's up to political leaders to enact the plan. University of Washington geology professor David Montgomery helped compose the recommendations. He said, right now, the state is missing detailed landslide hazard maps. Maps should include not only where the landslide risks are, but also where they might go when the land starts to slide. David Montgomery explained to Marcy Silman, knowing exactly where a landslide will go is difficult.
We have the ability to essentially look at the nature of the topography very well now with newer technologies, particularly this LIDAR technology. We need to develop ways to identify the potential runout zones in ways that are commensurate with portraying realistically the hazard. And that could take some work. There's some kind of landslides where I think we have a fairly mature ability to do that. And there's others that would be harder to do. And that's one of the reasons we need to study the Oso landslide and to try and figure out how unique was it, how unusual was it, what other kinds of geological contexts and settings might that apply to. But there are ways to look at like the volume of a landslide and empirically look at how far they tend to run out for their size. If you look at the area around the Oso landslide, there are a lot of older landslides, some of which we now know aren't quite as old as we had originally suspected they might be, where you can read how far landslides in that area have run out in the past. You can use that to try and calibrate what's a reasonable assessment of where a landslide in a particular place might go. But it, of course, requires a human brain to integrate all that information and come up with a professional estimate.
So it's not just hazard mapping, it's also scientific study and then a body of reports that would go along with that hazard mapping.
And integrating in terms of what do we know, what are the different kinds of slides, what are the different hazards they might present, integrating that into a format that a non-geologist can readily understand and absorb, that's the real challenge.
So immediately, what would the state or Snohomish County or anywhere in Washington State actually need to do to make this kind of thing happen?
The steps that have been proposed in the bill that's making its way, I think, to the state legislature are really the right first steps that have, follow the recommendations from the commission, which is to hire some geologists to actually get on this problem and start working it with that as their dedicated task, get the LIDAR data as the base to work from, because if you're not working off of the best topography you have available, then you're not doing the best job possible. And then what's not really in the bill, but I think one would expect to see down the road should that program develop, are the kinds of studies that would try and address the risk, which would be to say, well, how often do these slides happen? How far do they tend to go? Where are the most hazardous areas where populations might be at risk and prioritize studies for those areas? Because what you can't get off the LIDAR data is an idea of how frequently these things might happen. You need to go out and actually date a number of them. And if you look at the big landslides around Puget Sound, where the sort of population centers are in the state, how many of them were actually triggered by earthquakes? How many were triggered by rainfall events? We don't really have much of a database in terms of knowing how old they are to be able to interpret what is it that drives them.
It's been just about a year since the devastating landslide in Oso. What kinds of things have you managed to learn in what is a relatively short amount of time?
Well, there's been several groups who've actually looked at the Oso landslide, and geologists, of course, are arguing about the details of how the failure actually happened and evolved, and that's what we do. We propose ideas, we gather data, we beat each other up over which ideas are sort of work, and that'll play out. The other study that I've been involved with has been one with Allison Duvall and Sean LaHusen, a faculty member and grad student in our department, who've been looking at trying to date some of the landslides in the vicinity of the Oso slide to try and get a handle on that question of how frequently do events like that kind of happen around there. And so we've got a much better handle now on the sort of the age range, although there's still a lot of work to do there. It's hard work. You have to, you know, finding a tree that was run over by an ancient landslide is not the easiest thing in the world to go do. I think there's a lot of opportunities for geologists to look at the LIDAR data of the Western Cascades and try and sort out what other areas might the similar hazards be in. And I don't want to say that there's a lot of places where that might be, because the setup for the Oso slide was fairly unusual. But I think it's very much worth the geological community in this state having a look at these areas with the new eyes that we have after Oso. And would like to think that a conversation about what kind of risks may be acceptable or appropriate to run would follow from that.
Yeah, and let me follow up on that, because there is the scientific interest. How does what you have learned and hope to learn, how should that impact what kinds of policy is being made, both, well, I guess stemming from Olympia, but in Snohomish County, in King County, anywhere that might be prone to landslides?
My perspective as a geologist is very much that if we don't have good information on what the hazards are, where they are, what the risks associated with those hazards are, and get that information out to the general public and to policymakers, then whatever policies, whether personal in terms of whether you buy this house or that house, or countywide in terms of development, encouragement or regulations, can't really be made on a sound, rational basis. So what I'd like to see is that the information base be improved very much. My view is that at least if we're going to allow people to accept risks, they should be aware of and informed of those risks so they can make really an informed decision.
The first step toward improving the landslide information database is moving through the state legislature. By the way, David Montgomery mentioned LIDAR a few times there. LIDAR is a laser sensing technology that measures distance, and geologists have found it very useful in figuring out information about landslides. David Montgomery spoke to Marcy Silman,